BibleTelling.org presents All the Stories of the Bible in a Year, as told by John Walsh. Today's story is Transfer of Power.
Since David was old and bedridden, his fourth son Adonijah decided to make himself the next king. He asked Joab and the high priest to help him. Others refused to help, including Nathan the prophet. Adonijah hosted a great banquet of all his supporters. Nathan went and told Bathsheba what was happening. He said, "The king doesn't know what Adonijah's doing. If we don't stop this, you and your son Solomon will die." They then went into David's bedroom and told him about the events of the day. David said to Bathsheba, "As sure as the Lord lives, your son Solomon will be king after me. It will happen today." He then gave assignments to certain priests, officials, and the prophet Nathan. "Have Solomon ride my personal mule to the place where you anoint him king. Afterwards, blow the ram's horns and shout, 'Long live King Solomon!' Then have him sit on my throne. Tell everyone he's the one I've selected to be king after me." Once this was done, men rushed into Adonijah's banquet and said, "King David has made Solomon king of Israel." Everyone quickly left the banquet and went home. Adonijah was terrified and went to the tabernacle and grabbed the horns of the altar. He sent a message to Solomon, "I'm your slave. Please promise you'll not kill me." "I won't kill you if you act like a man of character." So Adonijah went and bowed down before Solomon.
Your church can use Bible stories to teach English. For more information, go to languageolympics.org.